Good morning, you're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, the 26th of August. Let's run you through the key cues and trends that could shape trade today. It was a range-bound but positive session on Monday, with the Nifty managing to end with a near 100-point gain even as it continued to face stiff resistance near the 25,000 mark. The Sensex rose over 300 points to close at 81,636, while the Nifty added almost 98 points to finish at 24,968. The Nifty Bank, however, slipped 10 points to 55,139, while the Mid-Cap Index gained 72 points to 57,702. IT stocks lent support to the benchmarks. In fact, four out of the top five Nifty gainers were IT names, with TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech and Wipro all rallying as brokerages turned more constructive on the sector. Among individual movers, Hero MotoCorp and IndusInd Bank managed to end higher by 1-2% despite their upcoming exclusion from the Nifty 50 index. Consumption stocks also caught a bid with hopes that the GST cut could be implemented ahead of the festive season. On the other hand, capital market names like BSE and Angel One continued to see selling pressure. Vodafone Idea extended Friday's gains with another 5% rally. Paper stocks were also in demand after the government tightened some import norms. TNPL, Malu Paper, West Coast Paper and JK Paper rose anywhere between 10 to 17% apiece. Overall market breadth, however, was weak with the NSE advance decline ratio at 4:5. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors were net sellers to the tune of nearly 2,500 crore rupees, while domestic investors bought equity worth nearly 3,200 crore rupees in the cash market. Experts say sentiment remains constructive as long as the Nifty holds above the 24,800 mark. But in the near term, particularly today, the market may trade sideways as traders brace for the impact of Trump's additional 25% tariff that kicks in from 27th of August. Let's now take a look at the global cues this morning. Asian markets are trading mostly lower, with both Japanese and South Korean indices under pressure. Back home, the GIFT Nifty is signaling a weak start for Indian equities. On Wall Street, stocks snapped their recent winning streak. The Dow fell nearly 1% after a surprise political development shook investor sentiment. US President Donald Trump dismissed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, alleging false statements on mortgage forms. The move has raised concerns over the independence of the US Central Bank. Following the news, the US dollar index slipped 0.16%, while the 10-year Treasury yield inched up by almost 2 basis points to 4.28%. US futures are also trading in the red this morning. In the commodities market, gold prices saw safe haven buying after Cook's termination, while oil extended gains as Russia-Ukraine peace talks continue to drag on. Meanwhile, in the crypto market, Ether slipped to start the week after briefly touching a fresh record near the $5,000 mark. Up next, let's take a look at the stocks making headlines today, from big block deals and leadership changes to IPO openings. Sai Life Sciences is in focus as sources indicate TPG Asia may sell up to 14.7% of the company or roughly 3.07 crore shares via block deals. The offer size is pegged at 2,500 crore rupees with a floor price of 860 rupees per share, a 5% discount to the current market price. This is expected to be a clean-out trade. Naveen Fluorine sees a leadership change with Rajendra Sahu resigning as CEO. Vijay Kaivar will take over as the new CEO effective 21st of September. Protean eGov has secured a 1160 crore rupee order from UIDAI to establish and operate district-level Aadhaar Kendras across the country. Also in focus will be Signpost India, which has won a 9-year exclusive contract for advertising at Bengaluru Metro, valued at around 700 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Paytm will be in focus as the board has approved rights issue investment of 300 crore rupees in its subsidiary Paytm Money and 155 crore rupees in Paytm Services to strengthen its core businesses. The company is also moving to consolidate Foster Payment and First Game subsidiaries to simplify the group structure. On the gaming front, First Games has exited the real money gaming business following the new promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. However, Paytm will maintain a minor exposure by continuing with its social gaming operations. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs has been appointed as the sole banker for the planned stake sale in four public sector banks: UCO Bank, Central Bank of India, Punjab and Sindh Bank, and Indian Overseas Bank. Agri exports are also in focus, with the government aiming to increase edible product exports by 9% this fiscal. Inelastic demand for products like basmati rice and namkeens in Western markets, particularly among the South Asian diaspora, is expected to support growth. High per capita consumption in countries like the US will also contribute to sustaining exports. Also, watch out for Vikram Solar as it makes its D Street debut today. Lastly, action continues in the primary markets as two IPOs are set to open today. Ashish Kajolia backed Vikran Engineering and Anlon Healthcare. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Here is Nirav Karkera of Fisdom Research on whether there is a case to invest in paper stocks after the stunning rally on Monday. Take a listen.
Paper stocks have been on quite the run. The shorter term uptick that we witnessed recently is, of course, on the back of the government's policy to impose a minimum import price. This is an important move considering the headwinds the domestic industry has been facing. And this is majorly on the back of significantly cheaper imports from China and Asian countries, right? So this policy, which is effective till this FI exit, offers quite some room for domestic players to play on a level playing field. However, this is just one among the many levers contributing to the strength. The policy is conducive, definitely. But the timing of it is what, significantly strengthens the impact of this tailwind. So with the festive season right around the corner, we are expecting the demand for packaging materials to surge. And this segment will be utilizing several categories enlisted under this policy's purview as key raw material. So we expect the stronger consumerism, which augurs well for packing materials, to flow further into the value chain and benefit these paper companies at the same time. Simultaneously, we are also witnessing that the input cost for several of the categories of these paper producers and paper products that have been specified under the policy are witnessing some structural softening. So the prices, input prices, are going down. So as a net result, the companies stand to benefit from a dual play. While the top line benefits from accrual through elevated demand, softening input prices could also offer some headroom for margin expansion. A combination of these two benefits, along with the context and the backdrop that most of these companies are having healthy balance sheets and have reasonably good financial capabilities and operational capabilities to expand capacity and respond to higher demand, is something that is auguring well for this particular segment. We expect a combination of these factors overall even the backdrop and the context of several macro changes supporting the recent policy driven uptick to lend sustainability to this segment, especially in terms of an earning revision on the upside, especially in the medium term.
Before we wrap, in key events to watch today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Suzuki's first global battery electric vehicle, e-Vitara, at Hansalpur, Ahmedabad. The Made in India BEVs will be exported to more than 100 countries, including advanced markets such as Europe and Japan. With this milestone, India will now serve as Suzuki's global manufacturing hub for electric vehicles. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat. The plant, which is a joint venture of Toshiba, Denso and Suzuki, will boost domestic manufacturing and clean energy innovation. And the PMO will convene a high-level meeting to review measures for Indian exporters facing the impact of higher tariffs in the United States. The session is expected to be chaired by the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister. The meeting is expected to finalize the contours of India's response as exporters prepare for the tariff increase. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. Thanks for listening.